Hey, everybody, Josh Searson of World Alternative Media here, and the banks want to freeze your assets. In fact, they're basically saying your money is not your money. And of course, in a way, that's true. If your money's in the bank, it's not yours. It's the bank's. It's on loan to you from the bank. You're giving them your money, and you only get a certain amount insured and way less than they publicly claim. It's all fraudulent. The FDIC is complete nonsense. But this is out of Natural News. It says, expert warns banks will claim that your money is no longer yours, may freeze bank withdrawals. So we're already seeing this to some degree in some places, by the way. There have been many examples of people not being allowed to take certain amounts of money out of the bank. There's been many countries that have attached carbon credits and banned people from taking money out of the banks. They have what they just unrolled in, what they're unrolling in Sierra Leone right now, where thanks to Bill Gates and, of course, the United Nations, to control every single person's assets and make everything go through a digital ID attached to them, attached to their money, attached to getting a job. They have to give biometrics in order to do basically anything. And they're unrolling biometrics at countless banks right now. It's getting really crazy. There's calls to boycott Bank of America. And this is growing amid its discrimination targeting Trump supporters. Now, I'm not even a Trump supporter. I think for myself, and I don't like, voting for the enslavement of my neighbor, no matter what side of the Pepsi Coke spectrum it is. But the reality is there is a organized target on the backs of people that are Trump supporters. And a part of that is to drive people against each other and push a civil war. And in doing that, they're also creating a financial war. They're killing many birds with one stone. All the while, a massive financial collapse is coming that will destroy everyone's assets, warns Paul Craig Roberts. We have been, reporting on the obvious control collapse of the dollar and the move into BRICS for a long time and a new world reserve currency system that's cashless. And this is from Wine Press. It says JP Morgan Chase announces they are monetizing 80 million of their customers' transaction history for targeted ads. So this is the obvious height of the move into technocracy and complete dystopian new world order. So we're going to get into this and much more today, my friends. Before we do, I urge people to check those links below and get their money out of the bank as fast as they can. I mean, I understand some people need some money in it, but look, buy physical gold and silver today. You can go over to firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/, and you can buy physical gold and silver through Mark Gonzalez. Make sure it's Mark Gonzalez because he is a freedom fighter. He's been trying to keep people's money safe and has been speaking all over the world on this subject for a long time. He's been on our show. Of course, you could schedule an appointment for a free consultation and get a complimentary investor's package. You could get that physical gold in your hand or silver or platinum or palladium. You could also put it into, of course, a vault if you want that is protected. At the same time, you can also go get into IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, and et cetera with physical gold and silver. When you sign up, you can use the comment section and let them know that you found them through WAM, W-A-M, or World Alternative Media, and we truly appreciate it. This is one of the solutions out there. Another major solution is the world's first money. That is food. We have heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and of course, you get 5% off, as well as free shipping to the United States. This is extremely important. This is how they don't control you in food ration lines, utilizing your digital bank accounts later on. This is a way to avoid the Great Reset, and it's, I think, one of the most important ways. So I really urge people, if you haven't yet already, for the love of God, what are we waiting for at this point? There are so many options here, and some of them are more expensive, but you could use Afterpay, so you don't have to pay all at once. You can pay in periods, and it helps you make sure that you are prepared for what comes next, which it certainly is. Now, let's get into this. So, expert warns banks will claim that your money is no longer yours, may freeze bank withdrawals. And as the article goes into, it says, hedge fund manager and macroeconomic expert Hugh Hendry has alerted the banking system and the American economy as a whole. And I quote, President Joe Biden's administration may be looking at ways to lock down your checking account, literally ban withdrawals from the banking system, he warned. Now, let's be clear. It's not Joe Biden's administration. Joe Biden doesn't have an original thought of his own. He can't even tie his shoes. So what we're dealing with is a shadow government that is running the entire world. And guess what? Just in time for World War III. And who's the main players in World War III that happened to have citizens in almost every single major bank in the world? Well, it's Israel, of course. So there is a coordinated effort between that, correlating the two together. It says, in a new interview on Bloomberg Markets, Hugh Hendry said that mass panic and capital flight away from the United States banking sector is entirely justified. He added that a further decline in the M2 money supply could convince the U.S. government to step in and prevent citizens from taking their capital out of the banking system. M2 is a measure of the money supply that includes cash, checking deposits, and other deposits readily convertible to cash. And I quote, sometimes it's kind of relevant to panic. I would recommend you panic. You've seen the biggest waterfall decline in M2 right now, said Hendry. M2 is deposits, not loans. That's the deposits fleeing the system and going into money market funds. He pointed out the administration has been driving the economy to this situation. Hendry added that the bureaucrats Biden has installed in the federal government have already moved to force Americans to buy electric cars, limited the kinds of appliances they can buy, censor the questions they can raise about fair elections, and much more. And I quote, now the next step could be your bank account, the economic guru said. This could reach a crescendo where the Treasury and the Fed may have to come in and actually restrict your right as a U.S. citizen to pull money out of the U.S. banking sector. We're already seeing this. It's already become clear, and they've already called for complete digital IDs attached to your bank account, social credit, carbon credits. We have Fed now already, by the way, that can restrict you sending money from point A to point B, whether that be from a bank or PayPal or whatever, as an intermediary that says, well, because this, you say things against a social construct, you cannot you cannot do this. You cannot send that money. And then in Germany, they've been calling also for restrictions on such things, like restricting your access to money, because they say if you donate to a right-wing organization, they could shut down your banks and your financial abilities in Canada. They've already done that with the truckers. They have been calling to do that in Scotland, of course, over hate speech. We have Nigeria going after people hardcore and building a huge digital gulag, again, with the help from the United Nations and World Economic Forum. And we also see Kenya, the government, go after the OGEC people with their carbon credits if they don't do what they say. They're doing this in China. They were one of the first to do this. And China was set up as the model site for the new world order, for the new technocracy that we were to be walking hook, line, and sinker into. And of course, that was all by design. You know, the United States propped up China to replace it eventually. The idea was to create a technical suicide over a period of time, but make it look natural. And the war helps make it look natural. The destruction of the food supply, the destruction of economies, all these different things that they created themselves. So what we see, for example, with inflation, they weaken people with inflation over a long period of time. And then once they've weakened people with inflation, they come in with a new solution, which they've already built, a new cashless digital civilization, which is technocratic, which is attached to, you know, carbon credits and social credit and all these different things, exactly how China was designed when Henry Kissinger met with Mao Zedong in the early 70s and propped him up as an alliance when China was facing a starvation event. Fast forward to the creation of the Trilateral Commission by Zbigniew Brzezinski and, of course, Rockefeller, in order to create a new technocratic global guinea pig state, which they utilized, as we've seen with China. Now China is set to replace the United States, the dollar, with BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Now Saudi Arabia and UAE have entered. Saudi Arabia also shook hands with Kissinger in the early 70s when they went off the gold standard into the fiat system and the petrodollar. Now that the Saudis have left, then, well, it's pretty obvious the dollar is done. It's just people haven't realized it yet, most people. But we're starting to see some tremors. And the thing is, they say, be afraid, be scared. You don't have to be scared. There's solutions. But the issue is that you must understand the negatives to make positives of them, because we are now walking into that centrally planned cashless society, which once you're inside, it's very difficult to get out. It's a Tower of Babel. And so that's why I shout from mountaintops about this issue so much, because again, if we don't know the negatives, we can't do anything about the positives. People say fear. Well, what about this? They want fear from you. But imagine you're in a tribe and it's 2,000 years ago. You're walking around and your tribe is all walking with you. And then you see a lion and you go to the rest of the tribe. Hey, there's a lion tracking us. And then the tribe goes, oh, come on, stop being so negative. I just want to hear positive things. No, you need to be a survivalist. You need to take proactive measures to this unfortunate situation to end that situation. Yet people will say, oh, well, I don't want to hear it. It's like sky is falling, Chicken Little, all the, but everything we've been saying has been coming true. It doesn't happen overnight. People think, oh, the economy is going to collapse. It's going to happen tomorrow. No, it's going to happen overnight. In fact, in many ways and parts of the economy, it has already collapsed. The treasury market is insane. 10-year treasuries are the most bonkers thing to get into. But again, you know, most people don't understand how this system is built, how they print money and it goes into bonds and then the bonds are sold off and then goes into the stock market. They prop it up. They use a plunge protection team. They use the exchange stabilization fund. They use a group of 30. They have all these different apparatus that most people have never even heard of. And we've tried our best to do many videos on them in the past. I think we're one of the first people alongside Rob Kirby, who passed away, unfortunately, a couple of years ago. He used to be on our show a lot regarding talking about the exchange stabilization fund. So this needs to be understood. It's not just, whoa, the economy is going to collapse. And it's just this idea. It's actually the fabric of everything in our civilization, the money system, and the money system is evil. It's built that way. So we have an evil backbone to our own civilization. But even worse than that is they're collapsing our civilization to bring in an even worse, more technocratic, more evil civilization, technocracy. That is the New World Order, the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab says himself that the role model for the Great Reset is China. So I believe him when he says that. But nonetheless, we see the economy completely crumbling at the seams in every single way as well. Not just, you know, the money system, but the stock market. You also have, of course, the, you know, just the overall replacement of the dollar, the supply chain, the grid, and the housing market. So you will own nothing and you will be enslaved. So, in this article here, it says that he also explained that capital flight from the banks is not solely about fear of whether the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation will insure deposits above $250,000 and a blanket guarantee on deposits would not solve the problem. Yeah, the FDIC has been caught. They said in 2022, in November 2022, that they don't have money to cover any of this stuff, that they expect banks eventually will close on Friday. We saw that with Silicon Valley Bank and many others, and that we're going to see dominoes fall and they're going to have to stop people from taking money out of the bank. They said it themselves at their meeting, which is on video, and they acted like it wasn't on video and it went up on their own site. And on top of that, they also talked about the fact that they don't have any of this insured. So they actually have only 0.666% of deposits insured. And, you know, I've often said they promise a certain amount of money back if a bank goes under. But the reality is the cash deposit ratios at these banks show that they're actually insolvent. So you have most major banks, it's under 1% of the cash actually in deposits. The rest is in the capital market. It's spread all over the place. It's not like It's a Wonderful Life where Jimmy Stewart says, the money's at Bill's house and Susie's house. No, it is in very evil organizations actually helping to fund war, fund pharmaceuticals, fund the military industrial complex, fund government in all these different ways, shapes, and forms that they find a way to funnel the money to all these markets that often do very badly and by design because it's part of the collapse of the of society. But then that money, when you want it back, it's not there and they only have 0.666% insured. Well, by the way, imagine that that's the number. Why is it always 666? Because they're giving you a message. They're sending you a message. It's just like they want to vaccinate 33 billion chickens for the bird flu. Okay. They're putting a number out there for a reason. And if people don't recognize this, then they are doomed to unfortunately succumb to the New World Order that they're building. So again, this is going to be an issue where when people want their money back, want to get their money out of the bank, they won't be able to, or at the very least, they'll get a very much discounted amount of money and it'll be fed into them slowly with rations, food rations, grid, electricity rations, your inability to travel and be forced into a 15-minute city, much like they're doing in China, where they're digging up roads in rural communities and basically saying, if you want to make money, if you want access to your money, if you want to have any ability to eat, you must move to the 15-minute cities out into tiny apartments where facial recognition and hand palm recognition is everywhere. Cameras are everywhere. Sensors are in the streets. And they're doing this in Oxford and Cambridge, UK, as well as Amsterdam, as well as London, as well as Madrid, as well as Milan, as well as Paris. And I've been to these places. I've been documenting it. I'm doing a documentary on 15-minute cities, which it ties directly into the banking system overall. But that you can find my gogetfunding.com campaign below, by the way, if you want to help support us in that. We do need help in raising money on that. But this is continuing to deepen. And it continues here in this article. According to Hendry, there is a capital flight, deposit flight from the banking sector seeking yield. He said he is scared that, as in 1934, the Federal Reserve Act confiscated gold from U.S. citizens. My friend Anthony Blanchard, his father, was actually the guy who brought that back to people in the 70s, but says, and so he advised that when it comes to where Americans can place their capital amid the uncertainty, his go-to are U.S. treasuries and potentially Bitcoin. U.S. treasuries short-term, totally understand. You know, I do a lot of work with Tim Pachote. He's going to be posting some live streams, by the way, on our channel soon, so stay tuned for that. He's the Liberty Advisor. If you want an amazing financial planner, thelibertyadvisor.com, and that's advisor with an O-R, not an E-R. It's an O-R, but he goes into the issue with treasuries a lot. But yeah, I mean, honestly, Bitcoin, I have lost my trust in it over the years. Look, I like the underlying technology, which is decentralized and is meant to actually replace the banking system and replace the issue of you have to trust a bank to keep your money and trust their ledger. When with Bitcoin, the math just does it itself. But the issue isn't that. The issue is that there are a lot of shady people working for the digital currency group and all that kind of stuff that want a global currency. There's no reason to put promissories on Bitcoin. It wouldn't make any sense, but probably XRP or things like that, Ethereum even. But in my opinion, and again, not investment advice, privacy coins are far, far, far better than Bitcoin. Or generally, things like Monero, but that's the most easy privacy coin to buy. But my favorite is Epic Cash. That's Epic Cash. They have a bunch of places online, a bunch of websites. I think they have epiccash.com or epic.cash. I don't know. My whole thing isn't about promoting and making money off of any of this stuff. My idea is to keep money safe from the grasp of the state. And that goes as well for gold and silver, which I mentioned at the beginning of this video. And people say, well, this or that, it has to be one or the other. No, no, no. I get it. The digital system isn't that strong, but we have to fight their realm of convenience, which is tyrannical, with our realm of, with a new realm of convenience that is based in freedom. And otherwise it's hard to compete. You can't compete with the stone from using the Stone Age to compete against convenience. Tyranny comes under the guise of convenience, and it's almost impossible to fight back by saying, hey, everyone, just stop having all those conveniences and come live with me in the woods. It's not that easy. Well, I agree that people should move to the woods and homestead and build their own and grow their own. It's not practical for everyone. And there are ways that you can solve all these problems without having to completely go off grid. Though, again, you know, people like Curtis Stone are doing amazing work as far as going off grid and have been exemplary to teach people how to do a lot of this stuff. But nonetheless, people get the wrong idea about this. They think Bitcoin is the new world order. They're utilizing the underlying technology for sure for the new world order, but it isn't Bitcoin itself that they're utilizing. Though Bitcoin is traceable, I would not use it for anything that goes outside of the governmental. Well, if you want to stay out of the eye of the state, you don't want to be going back and forth with that. But you could always magically lose all your Bitcoin in a boating accident. That's happened millions of times, by the way. But the issue is, just because it's digital does not mean it's Bitcoin. Just because it's Bitcoin does not mean that it's a digital currency as such, because people might discern it differently. But when you have a gun, you can kill a whole bunch of innocent people, but you could also use that gun to save all those innocent people from being killed. It is how you utilize a apparatus. It's how you operate a machine. It's how you walk down the street. You can take one big step and walk in front of a bus, or you could be responsible and walk straight on the sidewalk. See, there are different ways you could utilize something. So Bitcoin is an example of that. Just because it's digital does not mean it is a new world order currency. A new world order currency would have to have a cap or no cap on creation. They'd have to print as much of it as they want on the computer. That is what benefits them the most, to bring debt to the public and make them debt slaves, and then charge interest on it. That they need that. So Bitcoin won't work because it'll only ever have 21 million coins. But what they will do, though, is that they will use this central bank digital currency. If your money, like I said at the beginning of the video, if your money's in the bank, it's not yours, it's the bank's. If your money's always going through the banks via digital transactions and legal tender laws, it's never your money. It's always the bank's, and you are essentially enslaved to the banking system, and they can tell you what to do, what foods to eat, where to go, etc., how to behave, how to think. This is a real thing that we're witnessing as we speak. The United Nations is pushing it. BRICS is pushing it. The WEF is pushing it. All the governments around the world are pushing for food ration stores. And of course, government-run grocery stores, kind of like Stalinist Russia, to control everyone's every move, everything they eat, everywhere they go, everything they do. So Bitcoin, it doesn't make sense for them to do that with that. They'll create a new currency, or maybe one based on one of the other cryptocurrencies where they can print more of, perhaps XRP, whatever. But that does not mean, and by the way, 99% of crypto is complete bullshit, but that doesn't mean that there aren't really good ones out there. Like, of course, privacy coins, like I said, Epic Cash, there's Pirate Chain, there's Monero, there's Dero, there's many different privacy coins out there that people utilize in order to escape that system of tyranny and technocracy. And it's always ironic because it's hard to explain to people why we're utilizing something digital to go against technocracy. It doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but there are ways to do this. Now, I'm going to start wrapping it up here, but I, you know, this is something that we have to be very, very, very vigilant about. You know, they are shutting down people for their opinions at Bank of America. They are calling, you know, people are saying this is the end. We're finished. And they're right. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. They're going to make it look natural. They're going to say it's a war. They're going to say it's a food supply collapse. They're going to blame climate change. The United Nations has already said what they'll blame, and it'll never be the reality. And because most people don't want to actually learn about economics, they won't even attempt to learn about what actually happened. And people are bored by the subject of money, but it's one of the most important subjects out there. So, you know, they're using your data. They're using your social credit already to decide whether you're allowed to touch your money. And it obviously will only get worse. I mean, how could anyone think otherwise? It's so blatantly clear where they're heading with these bank run mandates. And speaking of bank runs, there's been a lot of bank runs. And so they're getting nervous. They want to step it up. And because of the dangers that they personally face, they will be able to bring in more restrictions. And they will get the right to bring in more restrictions from the tyrannical state. So this is something every single one of you out there needs to be preparing for. And that's why I mentioned earlier, go buy physical gold and silver. In my opinion, again, not investment advice, but taking it, it's not about investments, it's wealth insurance versus inflation. And if you use a certain amount of gold to buy a house 1,000 years ago, you'd be using the same amount of gold today to buy that same house. I mean, it is one of the best ways to preserve your value overall. So again, we have firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult where you can buy physical gold and silver from Mark Gonzalez. Again, make sure it's him. And you get a free consultation and a complimentary investors package. Make sure to use our link for this. Say in the comments that you found him on WAM or World Alternative Media. And you know, this is a very real way to prepare yourself. There's also heavensharvest.com. The original money, having food. Heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off and free shipping to the United States. And you can save yourself and save your family. And you can feel, you know, rest assured that you have something that will keep you prepared for what's to come. And they are targeting the food supply. It's one of the main ways they get you on your knees, no matter how awake you are, no matter how based you are. At the end of the day, if you don't have food available and you're depending on the grocery store, well, you're totally screwed. So make sure to check out heavensharvest.com. Again, code WAM, W-A-M. You know, as far as poisoning of the food supply, I urge people to mitigate that as well as save the farmers by going and checking out our Wild Pastures link. Get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood, all raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled, and, of course, customizable as you see fit. No mRNA, no modified RNA, no GMOs, no, of course, you know, when you look at something like this, you have a product that doesn't have any chemicals at all in it. You're helping save the farmers, and you're saving your own money at the same time, and you're saving your health from what, you know, from all the crap they're putting in the grocery store. So make sure to check that out. Link in the description. Of course, as always, you could go and check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you could save money on these products. Again, this is amazing, and I think it's life-saving. And all these are just solutions that I want you guys to take seriously. I know a lot of you have already prepared. Some of you have partially prepared. Some of you haven't done anything. And it's really important that we, for the future of humanity, do something about all these things now, not when we're on the inside looking out, because it's going to be very hard to get out then. Make sure to go and check out madtrapnutrition.com for 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You can get, of course, Manuka honey there, as well as mushroom tinctures. So make sure and check that out. That is code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you will save money on that as well. So we have Line Energy for batteries, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, etc. So you don't depend on a government grid. That is in the links below as well. And of course, you get money off and free shipping if you use our link. Finally, if you want to help support us, we couldn't do it without you. I mean, really, we have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. We have a Epic FundMe campaign where you can donate in Epic Cash. Again, all these things can keep us alive. And thank you to those who have helped us so far on our WAM legal defense and as well as our documentary on 50 Minute Cities. I gave up my home. I'm on the road. And yes, I'm going to beautiful places, but it's actually, I'm saving, more than 50% of the money I would usually be spending on a place, but I'm now without a home. I have no idea where I'm going and I have some projects coming up, but it's kind of a scary time in our life. So any help is very, very, very much appreciated. Of course, as always, we have a Teespring store with merchandise. And if you want, of course, we have many different places you could find us. We are on Telegram at World Alternative Media, Rockfin. Of course, we're on BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, Brighteon, Band.video. We're on all those places at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And we're on the Bad Guys, TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms, except for, of course, Spotify, where we were banned. No shock there. We were banned on YouTube, too. So anyway, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, live by example, live freely, my friends. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.